Hi, guys.
Hey.
Hi, Bull.
How's dental hygiene school coming, Rhoda?
Great. Thanks to Bull. He's been helping me study for my big exam tomorrow.
With all the hours Rhoda's been studying, it's about the only chance we get to see each other. Besides, you haven't lived till you've been flossed by the one you love.
See you after work, Bull. I need to review the chapter on bleeding gums.
Count me in. I better go get some lunch while I can still eat solid food.
If you want solids, tell them to try the Jell-O.
Hey, guys. Look what I bought at an auction. 19 items found in the bathroom of Harry Houdini after he died.
I cannot believe you spend your money on that useless junk.
Useless junk? Huh? You call this useless junk?
I guess it would depend on the circumstances.
We're talking history here. Look at that. That's the brush that Houdini used to lather up for his last shave. And this is his last bar of soap.
Ugh. Now I see why they called him Harry.
Dan, I wanted to compliment you on your beautiful automobile.
Thank you, Phil. It means a lot coming from a man who sleeps in one.
She's fast, too. I just saw Dan pulling out of the parking lot a few minutes ago, and he's already back.
Obviously, the sterno's been blurring your vision lately. I've been here since noon.
Sorry. I guess I should have known a classy guy like you wouldn't have a license plate that says hot to trot.
Picking up Catherine Bell.
Really? Never heard of her.
Judge Catherine Bell? Kansas, the early 60s? She was the legal secretary who was fired for refusing to sleep with her boss.
I assume he wasn't talking PJs and a teddy bear.
Hardly. She used the creep's own law books to figure out how to sue him. And yours truly has got her to speak at my Women in Law group.
Well, then yours truly must just be thrilled.
I am. She's my idol.
Does Maria Asman know this?
No, I understand. You're just doing your job. Right. Thanks.
Thieving scum!
Bad times with the repo man?
Got to come up with $1,000 by tomorrow. They're going to sell my car. Say, guys. Well, thank you. Whatever happened to your charity, your spirit of helping your fellow man?
Oh, excuse me. Would you care to donate to the community of hope?
Get a telethon!
Would you care to contribute to the community of hope?
Sure.
Would 100 be enough?
Oh, bless you.
Bull, old buddy of mine, where you been? How the folks? Seen any good movies lately? You're losing a little weight, aren't you?
Not a dime, Dan.
Come on, Bull, I need it for my car. I promise I'll give it back to you next week.
Oh, give it up, Dan. Bull only looks like he's brain dead.
Thanks, Ross.
All right. You people leave me no choice. Who'll give me $500 for original snapshots by Rob Lowe? All right, $100 for a card that certifies the bearer has had a vasectomy. Well, that only leaves... No, not this.
What's the Paragon Club?
That's a real exclusive pickup spot, Bull. It's where folks go looking for love.
No. Sounds like a nice idea.
No, Harry means when they're looking for her.
You did that with someone you just met?
He'd do that with someone he just embalmed.
Christine.
Judge Bell. What are you doing here?
Well, I finished my other meeting ahead of schedule, so I thought I would stop by and see you in action. You don't mind?
No, no, not at all. It's just that the kind of cases we try here, I'm sure it wouldn't interest you.
I'm interested every time a woman has the courage to stand up and fight for justice.
All right, Mr. Sulu, warp nine.
You know her, you love her, and she's backed by popular demand. People versus Roxanne Reynolds.
Mr. Prosecutor.
Yes, sir. The defendant was arrested on Broadway and 42nd for solicitation.
Surprise, surprise, surprise. Ah, Roxy, not again.
Hey, Your Honor, I swear, I was on my way to church when they nabbed me.
Where do you worship, Our Lady of the Edible Undergarments?
Your Honor, I move that we strike the prejudicial and sexist remarks by the district attorney.
Okay. Which one?
All of them. Your Honor, my client is yet another victim of the male-dominated socioeconomic system and of one man's inability to control his savage impulses.
With all due respect, the defendant has been fallen upon by savages 23 times on the same street corner.
And was probably paid a fraction of what a man gets.
Ms. Sullivan.
I overdid it a little, didn't I, sir?
Not if this were the Nuremberg trial.
Sorry. Defense rests.
All right. Roxy, we find you guilty. As usual, that's $100 for you and a wrap for us.
I don't know what came over me.
I thought you did a magnificent job. And I'd like to buy you dinner.
You would? This is such an honor.
Miss Sullivan, could I see you in my office?
Oh, Your Honor.
This won't take long. I have a surprise for you.
There's a little Italian restaurant around the corner. Could I meet you there in 20 minutes?
Of course. Christine, it's none of my business, but, I've seen this before.
Pardon me?
I have a surprise for you.
Judge Stone? Oh, no, no, no. Judge Stone is completely harmless.
That's what I thought before my boss locked the door and handed me a tic-tac.
Hey, Dan, here's your phone messages. I'd say you better get those wheels back quick.
The entire secretarial pool is standing me up.
Three said they had to work overtime. Two said they were sick. And 15 said they had to be home for their cable repairman.
I hope this is good, sir.
Good. This is great. Look what I found in that box of Houdini stuff that I bought.
I'm keeping Judge Bell waiting for a magic trick.
Not just a magic trick, no. A mystery which has confounded zillions over the centuries. Now, look. The iron bracelets surround the wrists of not only moi-self, but the lovely and beguiling Christina. And yet, with a simple alignment of our cosmic parts, voila, we are as one.
I am as late.
No problem. I simply reverse the magical process. I'll be damned. Hi, Rhoda.
Oh, there you are, Bull.
I got a big treat waiting for you tonight. Corn on the cob from lunch.
Oh, that's sweet, Bull. But I'm afraid I can't study with you tonight. I'm pulling an all-nighter with Earl.
Hi, Earl Smith. Rhoda and I met last month at the Pyorrhea Workshop.
Funny, she didn't mention it.
I did too, silly. Earl and I shared a spit sink.
Will you excuse us for a moment, Earl?
I thought we had a date.
We did, but Earl needs my help or he'll never pass this test. He's really weak on soft tissues.
Oh, sure, that's what they all say.
Oh,
Those smooth-talking dental types. I had that guy pegged the minute I laid eyes on him.
Are you saying there's more between Earl and me than oral hygiene?
I'm saying that if you care about us, you'll tell him to park his plaque somewhere else.
I'm sorry, Bull. I can't do that.
Rhoda, I'm not asking you, I'm telling you!
What gives you the right to order anybody around? Come on, Earl!
Oh, go ahead! See if I care! Hey, I don't need you, babe! Dano and I are going out for a night on the town!
Whoa. Where are we going?
You're taking me to the Paragon Club.
I'd rather be the towel boy in a Turkish prison.
I'll give you the money to get your car back.
Meet you downstairs in 5 minutes. Promise you won't do anything to embarrass me.
You got it! Look out, ladies! There's a bull on the loose!
Thank you. Sorry, Christine. No sign of her in the restaurant.
Oh, swell. She probably thinks I forgot.
Wait a minute. That's it. That's it. This is an illusion. Yeah, it's like the Chinese linking rings. Except we're not rings. And we're not Chinese.
Nobody asked me, but I could have you out of those in about 5 seconds.
Roz, this kind of magic takes years and years of diligent practice.
My kind takes bolt cutters.
You think I'm going to let you cut through these priceless heirlooms?
Why not?
I suppose we could weld them back together later.
I'm off to the basement.
Oh, man, there's got to be another way to get out of this.
How about using butter?
Butter!
Butter! Mac, you keep calling. Houdini and I will be down in the cafeteria.
Hiya, Chachi.
Hi, Rati.
Ooh, kinky.
This is just a trick.
Ain't they all?
I've never been so humiliated in my life.
Excuse me. Have you seen Christine Sullivan?
Oh, my gosh. It's Judge Bill.
Judge Stone.
Hi. We're closed.
Well, I'm looking for your public defender. I'm Judge Bell.
Yes. Yes, I've heard of you. It's a pleasure. She went home. Ah! On second thought, she's probably still around here somewhere.
So, what the old girl look like again?
Matt, forget about my dog. Why don't you help Judge Bell here look for Miss Sullivan?
Okay. Come on. So you're a judge. That must be fascinating work.
That was close.
Boy, you're telling me. I gotta find a new place to sleep.
Hey, Mr. Fielding, what are you flying solo tonight, huh?
I wish.
Wow, this is even keener than the club in Star Wars. All right, let's hustle up some honeys.
Bull, you don't expect to meet a girl tonight.
And why not?
Well, the subtleties of seduction must be learned over a lifetime.
Yo, this guy needs three to go.
You'll get your Mercedes when I get some ladies.
All right. Come on, follow me and pay attention. Now, the first thing you have to do is establish a beachhead, preferably in an area of maximum traffic flow. Excuse me, your lights are on.
All right, now suppose I spot some sweet thing. I make eye contact and wink. What next?
Most likely she goes off to call 911.
Dan?
All right. Look, it's basically pretty simple. We're talking equal mixture of idle chatter and shameless flattery. Watch. Excuse me, I'm sorry. I just had to let you know that you are the most ravishing thing I have ever seen in my life. If you would come home with me, I would die a fulfilled man.
Okay. By the way, my name's Sandy.
Dan Fielding.
Fielding? And just how are we supposed to get to your place? Walk?
Your turn.
Okay.
Did you know you have enough tissue inside your lungs to wallpaper this entire room? I guess she's not the do-it-yourself type.
Couldn't find the bolt cutter, sir.
What are we gonna do now?
Found something even better.
All those years of metal shop are finally gonna pay off.
Something's wrong here, and I intend to get to the bottom of it.
Wrong? What could possibly be wrong?
Oh, sir, do I have to do this?
Oh, now, it's not gonna hurt. Just remember what I told you about squirming.
Soap!
Judge Bell. Oh, really, this is not what you... think.
Fielding, that gentleman on the dance floor is a guest of yours, right?
Vic, I promise this will be his last visit.
Fielding, I want you and your friend out of here.
What do you mean, out of here, Vic? You can't throw me out. I'm a member.
Not anymore.
Are you happy now? You are without a doubt the stupidest person. No, make that the stupidest multi-celled organism that has ever inhabited the earth. Could you stop that?
I can't help it. I'm a pathetic, worthless, socially inept geek.
Of course you are. You pull yourself together. Dead ball, I'm gone. Come on. Listen, I'm sorry I yelled at you.
I had it coming. I got you kicked out of your favorite club.
I'll get over it. If I kept coming here, I'd just wind up sleeping with the same woman twice anyway.
See? You have so many women, you can't even remember them all. Why can't I at least hold on to just one?
I don't know. Well, it's just because you pushed her away.
She was making time with that Earl guy.
That hedgehog.
In case you haven't noticed, I know bathing beauty myself.
That's exactly my point. Look, if Rhoda could fall in love with you, despite the fact that you're hideous and annoying, what could possibly change her mind?
Gee, I never looked at it like that.
See, we're always the last to see our own merits. God, I sounded just like Harry. I gotta go.
But, Dan?
What?
Aren't you forgetting something?
Bull, I can't take your money.
Because now we're such good friends?
No, because I have to take the subway home. Write me a check.
It didn't take you lovebirds long to patch things up.
Lucky for me, I came to my senses before it was too late.
And I found out Bully Boy was right about Earl. The creep made a pass at me while we were going over the signs of abscess flashcards. I should have known they broke the mold after they made Bull Shannon.
They broke the mold while they were making Bull Shannon.
come you guys are all hanging out around Harry's door?
Well, we want to see what he looks like after being punched in the mouth last night by Judge Bell.
Hey there, sir. I hear you got punched. Are you okay?
Harry?
When I told Judge Bell what really happened, she felt awful.
Wait a minute. Mel Torme is a has-been.
I knew it.
His jaw's been wired shut.
Ha! It is a wonderful time to be alive.
Sounds like you got your car back.
You bet. And a brand new alarm system to go with it, too. The Daddy-mobile is ready to roll.
You know, Harry, I think it's about time somebody told you. Your ventriloquism, it stinks.
No, Dan, his jaw's wired shut. I think he's trying to tell you something.
All right, a sheep and a rabbi go in a bar.
Oh, I get it. Somebody's trying to take Dan's car.
Oh, I...
My God!
This is your time to do nothing but enjoy back-to-back episodes of one of our best shows. You're watching a TV Land My Time Marathon. Stay tuned. You deserve it.